education,
awareness,
laughter,
relatable,
education,
awareness,
laughter.
What's up? You're not tuned into Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Are you a real thinker?
What's up? What's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. I just want to say happy Eat Her Day. Today is happy Eat Her Day.
Really not finna do this with
How
Jesus,
dare you?
Man. Not resurrection.
Not till April. When they marry this shit?
I thought it was because of the leap year. I wasn't sure if one day just threw all every shit off.
Why did they change it though? I wouldn't get the email.
Wait, like who you saying changed it though? Like who
okay.
changed that shit?
Okay, people keep saying that they don't remember Easter being in March, but all you have to do is go back on your calendars, right? Especially if you have a smartphone, and it will show you that
originally it started in March.
Easter happens to be in March, like every 2 to 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let me introduce my co-host, Jay Gray.
Hi, this is Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter, Jay Gray 2.
Tink.
What's up, y'all? You can follow me at the underscore I'm underscore Tink.
Day.
What's up with you, man? Y'all can follow me at Just Call Me Day.
Slim.
That's what you get for using Google.
That's why I told
that's
you.
What you get.
I told you
that's what you get.
Man. I told you leave
that's on. Exactly what you get. You deserve it.
Slam.
And bitches underscore slam.
See, that's what happens. When
okay.
You
and then we have a special guest, one of my favorite people in the world, Atira.
Hey y'all.
you gotta say your Twitter handle.
Hey y'all. Follow me at to randomness.
Okay. People are in here looking at. They have Googled something.
What you Google?
The Dubai store. Somebody fill
the
us
word?
In on the Dubai store.
Cropophilia? It's a bunch of crop. A bunch of shock and crop and shit. And
hold on. Crop.
Oh, in your mouth? Not on like, your chest?
Wherever.
Hold on. Letting somebody
See,
shit
man.
On you?
Listen. No, listen. I'm going to tell you.
Know, okay, go ahead.
We discussed this before.
It's disgusting as fuck, but listen. I read on the internet. It's
no,
like
so
like
what? Why?
Porn dictionary words.
Because
it's just words.
Know why the bitch
it's just
won't.
Words. And they have like terms and phrases that are used, like sexual terms and phrases.
Why do you have a porn dictionary, dude?
Because I was seeing some shit that I didn't know what
you literally saw some shit.
No, I didn't see the shit part, but I was just looking at the definition. It was just interesting. And that people had this actual definition in terms of these type of things. And it said, top or three years in terms of fetish where people get off and do shit.
Like two girls and one cup.
Yeah, like two girls and one cup.
Okay, kind of makes sense. No, I got a coworker.
Can I play the skip? Can we get some Uno cards so I can play?
Can I
play skip, please?
I got a coworker skip. Who went to Chicago. He let a chick shit on his dick in a
skip.
Wait, she did what?
They were having anal sex.
But it was an accident.
Skip.
Listen, he said they were having anal sex.
You heard.
Said,
I haven't done it. No, I've never done it. No,
and she said, I got a shit. And he said, shit on my dick.
Okay.
And then she did.
Can we stop?
So that's what they're doing in Dubai.
I recommend
to get these
you just hit
sex.
The 15-second forward thing right now.
Ew.
That's so nasty.
Okay, since we... Hopefully we haven't discussed it, everybody listening. But so people are basically selling themselves like to the highest bidder for a trip to Dubai. Like that's the newest thing to do for IG right now.
And Dubai ain't gonna ever be that damn pretty.
It's kind of fucked up because now if you post a picture in Dubai, people are gonna think you let something happen to you to go. You need to post receipts. You gotta post
what
your
if you
bank
post a
account
picture with your girl or your guy.
You gotta post. You gotta post your bank account to show that you paid
so
for it.
What's so significant about Dubai now? All of a sudden, people are willing to get shit on to go.
But it's a beautiful place.
It's,
so
that's what I'm saying. Well, it's
a, okay. Well, it's
I look on
it's,
Google.
It's the thing that people think that they have to give off this perception that hey, I travel the world. I not by getting
Groupon. Shit on. Groupon actually has a trip for 6 days to Dubai.
But this is the thing. But this is the thing. Right.
And you probably and it's probably during Ramadan too.
But this is the thing. Mm-hmm. Most IG hunters, like from if you look at their pictures, they don't have bed frames, headboards, probably furniture. You know, so
or toilets.
Yeah. So they have to. So they have to kind of put themselves out there.
We could use the money for something like
Dubai is the richest city.
Yeah.
Place to go. But if you broke here, you're going to be broke there.
Well, apparently not.
Apparently, they go there to get
it. Turn into toilet paper when you go to Dubai.
Yeah, like those people.
Ew, bro. That shit.
Like really,
I mean,
really,
that.
Like those people over there are like really, really wealthy and rich. They have so like millionaires.
Yeah,
they can pretty much do what the fuck they want to do.
But I'm talking about the point of going over there. I can pay for you a trip there, but then what? When you get there, you still broke.
But I saw a letter where the girl was saying how she was doing all this other stuff.
Expensive toilet paper.
She was getting shitted on, had the salmon stuck up her butt and shit like that, and how she's retired
like
now at 24, and she has $1 million.
Is she dead?
In her account, and she's 24 and retired.
Is she healthy?
I don't know.
Because she did what?
She stuck a sound up her ass, KP.
A salmon.
Fish.
Is it salmon or salmon?
It's salmon.
Because I'm country as fuck, so I don't really know.
Yeah,
is
salmon.
It salmon?
Salmon.
Salmon.
All right. Salmon.
Salmon.
I've only seen salmon while it was cooked. I didn't know it was an actual fish or nothing. I just.
Oh my you God. Said cooking.
What you think?
Bro, fish don't come like that. They come like fish. How they
like
made.
You
born.
Get it, and then you just microwave it.
Oh, so you just thought that slice of fish was a salmon?
I didn't know it was fish. I
you
just
put
thought
it in
it was
the microwave.
You thought it was a meat?
Just a meat.
A meat from what?
I don't know.
Okay. It's a couch. It's a type of couch. A salmon couch.
Okay.
Salmon.
So
salmon.
Before we gross all of our listeners out and they cut this
so
episode
much.
Off, let's talk about how do you ask your lover to try something new.
This is not
sex.
What you
that's
want to lead
really
to
good,
from
that is not a good segue.
No.
Not a,
no. It might.
That's
it,
a terrible segue.
That's terrible.
You not understand. How do you ask them to try something new sexually? We not
like,
talking.
Like boo-boo?
No.
Like,
right.
No,
like,
no.
Baby.
Can
I do
no.
We're not limited
I ate a lot
to
of broccoli
shit,
today,
guys.
So check this out.
No, you guys are going left.
We can go past feces here.
No, but I'm saying, like, you might get a woman who has never experienced squirting before, and she may want her boyfriend to make her squirt.
True.
You know? And a lot of guys are against it.
Me and George both looked over there. Like, huh?
Right.
What?
Nasty as hell.
What?
See, look, a lot of guys are against it.
Because
right?
It's piss.
Well,
go ahead.
A lot of guys think it is piss, and it may be piss. I don't fucking know.
I don't think it's an okay
piss.
It
is piss.
Okay.
They know it's piss.
Okay, but how does
a woman.
Okay, but how?
They know.
But how does a woman go about asking for that?
To piss on
to
a
piss
man?
With somebody?
You don't
that's the same
ask
thing.
That.
Like
that's
this.
What, that's
okay,
what,
I'm probably the different one here. I want to do it just because I feel like it's going to provide me with a more intense orgasm.
Yeah, it's a G-spot.
Like, I've seen them.
Like being a tube.
I'm still going to do it regardless. That's the whole point.
And make sure the soap is right
next to y'all and him.
I mean, look.
I had a chick squirt in my ass, and that was the worst.
Wait, what?
Did it burn?
That was the worst.
Did they turn red?
That's why you would never grow. That's why you won't ever grow a beard.
It hurt.
This was acid.
It hurt.
Ew.
It's acid, man.
I was in the moment.
So gross.
And I was trying. I was looking.
Did you go to see
a
doctor? What was you looking?
Huh?
What are you looking for with your eyes open, though?
Yeah,
you were
like,
down there.
Yeah, oh I was there because I had things in there and I was working.
You didn't have any goggles,
and then I just did it out and it's brown. And I was like, "Oh shit!"
So how did that make you feel? Were you grossed out?
You had to feel a little.
No,
KP been bald ever since.
it was burning sensation.
Our stories for being bald are two totally different stories.
Oh, yeah.
I just shaved my head.
Nah,
he
somebody shit
had an accident.
Head.
He had a damn.
Somebody shit on your head.
Somebody but shit, no. Nothing.
But no, what I'm saying is, like, it burned, okay? And
of course.
Because it got in your eye, right?
Yes.
Urine. Okay.
Because
it's piss.
Yeah, it burned.
Piss is hot.
Wait.
Makes
she
sense.
I have so many questions. I don't know if this is the place to ask.
Okay, we'll talk about that afterwards.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Real nasty podcast.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, well, let's tone it down a little bit.
Are you a real nasty?
Let's tone it down a little bit, right? Let's say a guy wants a threesome. How does he go about
tone it down?
That is toning.
It is.
That's more common.
We're talking about okay.
Compared to urine.
I guess it.
It's more common.
Shit pissed the threesomes. Okay. We're going down some steps. Cool.
How would you go about asking it? I'm thinking it's common because a lot of other things are pretty much normal. And you didn't want me to shoot for anal. Like,
it's too close to where we've been.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's,
unless you want me talking about toe sucking or something, I don't fucking know. Okay.
Nope. Right.
So how does one go about asking his woman for a threesome?
I'm just going to cut my mic off right now.
Really, all you have to do, like, if your woman actually, like, finds women attractive like that, like, if she, you know what I'm saying, you know, because really, honestly, I think all women, like, 90% of them have that one woman they'll go gay for. So, you just got to, like, scout with her, you know what I'm saying? Like, she cute on it. And she be like, yeah. And then you be like, yeah, so you think, you know what I'm saying, maybe, yeah, I pull it, you know, we might get a tag team. And if she into it, then shit, that's how you do it. But, like, as far as, like, other sexual acts and shit like that, the way I would do it is just, like, show her a video of it and just, like, are you into this? Would you want to, you know what I'm saying, do this? Do you think this, you'll be interested in doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta see a visual of it, I think. Once people see a visual of it and how, you know what I'm saying, if they think that they might be safe doing the shit or cool with it, that's how you gotta go about doing it. Don't just pop up with the shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have a come.
So don't just come home with the girl and say, this is what we doing tonight.
Surprise, like it's a puppy.
That's never okay.
Look what I got at the mall.
But technically,
I saw a stray.
Yeah, it's all
a rescue.
That's never okay. Don't ever do that.
So you sitting at home.
And he walks with
another,
a puppy.
With another
puppy. Like, look what I got, honey.
You know, the puppy's good with the tongue, and that's what lesbians do, right?
Right. Wait,
what?
Puppy's licking you a lot, right?
She's house trained.
Yeah. Puppies lick you a lot.
Hold on, so lesbians use dogs? Is that what you're saying? Well, Slim should have known. She been getting hit on by a lot of lesbians.
Yeah.
Fill us in.
No, yeah, Slim.
Tell you about these.
No.
You're going to let Manny Fresh love you.
Days low.
They are getting so bold now. Like, super bold. This shimmer.
We so off topic.
Literally came up, hey, you got a man?
Yes.
I knew it.
That was a trick question, man. Because like, if you'd have said yeah, it'd be so like, disgusted. You want a girlfriend?
I was so disgusted. Ugh. They're getting too bold. Stop that, people. That's not cute.
I mean, they got to shoot their shot, too.
No. Shooting your shot. What if I was one of these crazy homophobic people? They probably try to fight that little shim.
You probably would have lost
it. Yeah, you probably got your ass whooped.
Yeah. I don't know.
Slim.
If it gave her a number out of fear, she would have had a dildo pick.
Okay.
Back on topic.
Wait,
the lesbian sitting dildo picks for real? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Do they?
Yeah.
How do you know this day?
And they get their dildo sucked and they moan when they can feel it.
What?
Yes, they do.
How does they know this?
Whatever's going on over there on that end.
The people I follow on Twitter are fucking hilarious and they like follow gay people.
Yeah.
That's how I know too.
Okay, Tank. All right, Tank.
Don't do me, Jay.
Y'all posted some lesbian porn one time.
Okay. Okay, how do you go about asking a lover to do something new sexually? It don't even matter what the fuck it is.
I mean,
how do
when
you
I was approached
for
a threesome, he just asked, like, would you be down to do a threesome?
And hell
yes
yeah.
Yes or no.
Hell yeah. I get to pick.
We both pick.
How do y'all both pick?
Y'all interviews.
Like the lineup.
We started to do like little applications, not paper applications, but like asking a girl. No, not Craig. We'll both be on the news. Couple chopped up in the home.
Black couple looking for
attempted to have threesome
for
with the
young
Christmas.
Girl.
You gotta cover it up and say like models.
I mean,
y'all take resumes and review them.
You just look at
interview.
The girl, look at the picture. I mean, obviously we've probably seen her on social media,
yeah.
or in public. And if we at the bar, someone's like, "Oh, she kind of cute."
Just give her a fly.
Give me a business card.
Here's our card.
No, you buy her a
review
drink.
It. Let us know.
You ask her if you can buy her a drink, and
so you get a drunk.
You put something in that drink. Bill Cosby.
Okay, so y'all taking this to the next level? No. I'm just gonna be quiet for her.
Give her a drink and a quiet.
I'm gonna be the diversion.
What?
Oh, well, I talked to her.
You dropped in drink.
No.
What?
No, now, you know what I'm saying. You feel what I'm saying?
I know, because they do this to me. Too.
Okay, so I feel how you feel now.
We were trying to help you out.
In front of company.
In front of company, you are so correct.
Hold on, we'll talk about that one off the show.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that one off the show, what they did yesterday.
You were there, too. Oh, my God. What, me and Slim?
Yeah, I was wrong.
Y'all we were, no, we were trying to
we
help him out.
We didn't do anything. We'll talk, okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Yeah, because that's, can we get something that's
don't
disgusting?
Be, if she's your significant other, fellas, don't be, you shouldn't be afraid to ask her that. Like, you know what your girl like.
Or anything,
if you've seen her.
Hell
like,
no.
Yeah, you
but
should know what she
me.
Likes.
Don't
if she doesn't like it, then don't ask her. As simple as that.
Okay.
How you know?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. What? You don't know. You gotta ask. You gotta find out. Like, you gotta know what your partner's.
But how's the what's the proper way of asking?
Like, I know for a fact Slim's not gonna go for it. So if I'm her guy, like, why would I even bother like discuss her like that?
Okay, time out. Let's stop right there. We really don't, cause Slim is.
I haven't said yeah, cause see, Slim is different. Cause Slim is like been from like she started as a middle schooler.
But yeah, I was.
And now she like. Applying for college.
She done came up. So
right, right. You know what I'm saying?
She has become spread.
She might be on the list. She,
right.
She might take your car.
Slim.
You don't even have to buy a drink.
Slim.
Oh.
Look.
He's not going to allow another chick to,
well,
to right, leak
Slim.
Her out.
We know Slim.
We know Slim.
No. I'm not going to do that.
Slim. Just 2 years. Slim. Just 2 years ago.
Y'all remember
when she
said that about news?
You just missionary Slim.
But y'all remember when Slim was like, I'm not sending no pictures.
Yeah, I don't see
me in life.
And then she up in here telling us, see, this the type of news.
We can go
right.
Back to
your
the
man
episode
like
with
now.
The
now I'm sending
machine.
Him my ovaries. What?
Giving you. No.
Wait a minute. Got Oscopies and shit going on now.
I'm sending my ovaries. Okay. So, Tank said, find her at the bar, liquor her up.
What?
What?
No, I think what she means is if you send a group, like her and her dude send a group drink tour, I mean, that's already like, hey,
and
you
then, and then they both wink.
Yeah, exactly. You down?
The couple over there bought you this.
Champagne.
What's wrong? Am
that's
I weird? Like,
no,
wingers.
I mean, you
no.
Let them know.
Did
from
I watch too much TV? Because I've actually done.
Swingers club.
Never
yeah,
mind.
But I
that's some swingers stuff.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Whatever.
It's funny as hell. All right. So, Jay Gray didn't really give us any
you
input.
Right. I didn't.
I wasn't keep, expecting
keep
him
going.
To either.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Okay. How to know if a woman's just not that into you? You know?
I think that you got some women who will not tell you the truth. They just give you hints and excuses. The I can't make time for you. That's a I'm not really into you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
I can't really talk to you. I don't like, ooh, I don't like talking. I like texting.
Or we'll see.
We'll see is a
that's
real
a good
sure
one.
No.
That's
but
a curve.
That's my go-to.
Yeah, it's a curve.
I don't know. We'll see.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
That means no.
Or I hear you.
Yeah.
That's a I'm not really into you type of thing.
If you stop hearing from me. Yeah.
Or if you don't hear from me at all, I don't like you. I'm okay. Not into you. Like, sorry,
then,
not
you
sorry.
You only hear from me when I'm bored.
That's really a sorry.
Okay.
You, that should let you know right
so,
then and there.
Just by doing that, what if she's actually giving the guy the time of day sometimes?
Maybe
like,
she's into
how much
no,
sometimes?
No, because I do that when I'm bored.
If she going out for the free meals like some
no,
women
no.
do,
yes, a lot of people
that.
Do.
Which
that.
we can read the wrong way. I know for sure that I've probably
that.
Been bamboozled out of a couple free meals.
But
here
KP,
and
you
there.
Only spend
no, but when you let them buy you a meal, they become attached.
Well, some chicks like
still a bamboozle, man. I get you a 4 for $4 and you.
Winnie's winning with that 4 for $4 though.
Pissed off.
Okay, well,
Frosty.
But I'm saying some women do a little bit that might, and then we bite that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so let's say you.
If you make me think you like me this much, I'm going to think it's this big. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe she did like you from the jump, but you did something to be like, maybe I ain't really that into you no more. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Or maybe the only time you actually hang out with her is when you're buying the meals. She's never called you and say, hey, meet me here, let's hang out, or let's do this. It's always you suggesting this, and she's always making herself available.
This made me realize something.
See, this is why, when I was in high school, I learned quickly that it's easier for the dude to be the reactor and not the initiator. Because, see, when you initiate, if you like a girl and you initiate something, and then they don't receive it, it's so weird because they can receive it so many different ways, whereas a girl go be a little... the initiator, it's received totally different. It's either a green light or a red light. It's not like a lead on type thing most times. Cause just girls, y'all fucking crazy. Y'all got time fillers. Y'all got, I'd only talk to this friend for this and this, and the whole time all those dudes that you got in these categories all want the same thing. They just like, man, I'm trying to get with this motherfucker.
And that's very confusing and hard if you're dating, and unless you're just kicking it, like you could really do something to turn me off to be like, I don't even want to be around you. Yeah, just like if one of my biggest pet peeves, and I talked about this recently, don't over compliment. Like, if we hanging out and you're attracted to me, you know I'm cute to you, don't constantly be like, you so fucking fine, man, you fine as hell. Every fucking minute that we're together.
I always wonder if a woman didn't like a guy who overly complimented.
It's annoying.
No, okay. I know. I'm not going to say I guess I'm annoying
because I'm good for
it. They don't like shit. That if you on a borderline of being liked and not being liked, you can't do shit too much.
Yeah, okay.
You can't be too much in it.
Okay, yeah. I think I overly compliment.
Because I think I like the compliments because...
No,
but it's a certain way that you compliment. Damn, mama, you find out. No, there's a certain way I want.
See, they only want this shit from somebody. Like, you see where I'm going with the
you got. They only want it for.
We only want it from the right person.
They only want it from the right person. So they have.
I'm not gonna say that it has to be from the right person either. I'm not gonna.
But that damn, you fine, man. Shout, you look good. Like, grow up. Find another way.
If you really dig in a dude and he hit you up and say, I think you fine as shit, you ain't gonna be...
No. Maybe you're not understanding what I'm saying. Imagine this. I'm kicking it with this guy. We at the house just kicking it. We could be talking about anything in the world, watching a movie, but every single word that comes out your mouth for 10 minutes straight, talking to me about how fine I am. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's awkward as fuck for me.
I think after the second thank you, I'm gonna say, hey...
I have to tell him, like,
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
And if I don't respond, I'm just sitting there, like, and you just staring at me. And once again, you fine as hell. Exactly.
Kind of roll.
So I could have liked him from the jump because he was fine and gave me a compliment. But when we got to hang out and he doing all this unnecessary ass shit, like,
trying to win you over by just giving
complimenting me.
Yeah, I hope if that's the case, cut him, because if he has nothing else to talk about other than how good you look.
And at that point, that's how I let you know. I'm not that into you. I'm about to go.
I'm just not that.
You know what? I think it's time for me to go.
I'm trying to get drinks with my friends. I got to go. And
my
best friend,
he used this on his girl. Like, she was just like so like on him. And he was like, I think I left my door unlocked. And he left the rest of it.
Don't they have an app that'll call you so you can get out of shit like that?
I don't know. I used to just one of us.
I don't know, but let me know
one.
if there is.
They have an app for that, and it'll call you so that you can.
But us girls do that. We text our friend, call me in like 10 minutes.
Under the table, you got so great. But under the table, text like, call me in 5 minutes.
Y'all low down. That's low down as hell. Cause
y'all do it too.
No, the hell
guys
we
do that
I
too.
Remember,
what
I
we do what?
The fake phone call shit.
Okay.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I did that.
Dude, guys do that too.
I'm going to tell you why. I gave this chick my number at Dillard's one time, right? She was like,
all right, that's strike one. You're at Dillard's.
But they have great sales.
No, listen. This was Raleigh Spring Miles days.
Especially the booth.
Raleigh Spring Miles days. Listen, she said, give me your number. I call you. This is when you had to write your number down. Cell phone.
Oh, Lord.
As it popped. I'm really that popular, right?
It's real, though.
So about 6 months later, I get a phone call on the house phone at the house. what's up? And we talking. We talked for maybe 3 days. So that Friday came. She was like, me, come see me. I'm like, where you stay? She was like, where the Mall of Memphis used to be. So I was like, okay, cool. So I told my brother to take me out there. I said, bro, I really don't remember what she looked like. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, I feel like somebody gave another chick my number. It's probably what's going on here. And if that's the case, we got to figure out how we're going to get out of the situation.
She gave your number to somebody else?
And that's what she did.
That happened?
Right, yes. So the girl comes out.
How did you predict that was happening?
Because it just, like, some of the stuff she was saying didn't sound like shit I would say to approach a girl. So that kind of threw me out. But when she came at the house, we let her get in the car and we went to the gas station. Yeah, my brother was driving. We let her get in the car. So she get in the car, we get to the gas station. Me and my brother both go in the gas station. Now, we don't even have a cell phone.
We left her in the car.
Exactly. Because we game planning on how to take her back to the house without hurting her feelings. So we come back out. Like, my mama just called. And this my mama car. So we got to take my mama back her car. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, she was not nothing I would approach. Atrocious. Yeah. I'm not going to say that. She just wasn't nothing I would approach.
But, I mean, I guess everybody done had a fake emergency.
Everybody.
I mean, but, like, women will call each other and, like, really plan out the emergency.
Oh, yeah. For
like,
sure.
Like, she be on the phone like, what? What's it? Stay right there. What's going on? And the other person be on the phone like, here you go. This bullshit. I'm dying. Yes, my foot is off. It's they chopped the whole foot off. and she playing the whole time. Okay, I'll be right there. I gotta go.
That's why I always tell ladies the first date, the first time you hang out with them, drive yourself. Don't ever let them pick you up. Drive yourself.
Yeah, I made that mistake once.
Yeah, it's messed up. Then you gotta call somebody to come get you.
I couldn't call nobody to come get me because I wanted my folks to know I was out. Damn. So I just had to suffer.
Oh, no. Drive your own.
Nobody answered? Nobody?
No.
She done snuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that one.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I ain't never just, like, gave no hints or fake no emergencies or no shit. If I ain't really just into you, man, like, you can tell. Because, like, really, man.
Well, clearly some people don't pick up hints. So, yeah, tell me why.
I know. I don't.
We've seen you in action not being to somebody.
Yeah. Holy shit.
What just happened?
Exactly. What are we doing?
What just happened?
What's wrong with your people?
Finish day.
Okay, but either way, man, like, I be real upfront and honest. Like, if I ain't really just feeling you, like, I'd be like, look, this ain't.
Oh, when I see it, my bad. Like, it's what I see.
Yeah.
I had to take a
Jesus Christ.
Okay, go ahead.
I gotta get some new cords.
No, you don't. You love us, bro. You love us.
Just finish your thought.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, man, I don't like give it, like, when people give me hints. Like, say what it is you want. You know what I'm saying?
Now
like,
that, yeah.
Say what it is you want. Because, like, if you just giving, like, little ass passive-aggressive type of hints and shit, just, instead of just saying explicitly what it is, man, I'm just going to be like, then if I know you giving me hints on purpose, like, I'm probably intentionally gonna get on your nerves until you actually say
something. You're so damn petty.
Because we are adults and we should be able to communicate our feelings to people, like, to some degree, be able to do that. And I don't like that whole saying shit without saying it type thing. Like,
say what I mean, I think
some people don't want to hurt people's feelings.
No, people don't want their feelings hurt.
No, yeah. And I'm saying, like, with my feelings, I don't care, like. Say what you gotta say. I'd be hurtful if you let everybody get over this shit. Whatever. This shit don't bother me. Like, I let motherfuckers know I have been hurt before. And, like, I know how to get over this shit. So, you know, that shit don't really bother me like that no more.
I think it's a difference in men and women, too. I mean, like, men have more confidence. Like, man, I remember I got a cousin, man, named Bird, man. That man would go talk to anybody.
His
man.
Name is Bird. He's gonna interpret that everything man that passes.
His last name has Bird in it, so that's why we call him Bird. But he will go and talk to anybody, and they might say, "You'll get your ugly ass away from me." He was like, "Man, oh, she was just playing," and he'll go off and go talk to somebody. Like, he had resilience. Like, he was so resilient. And so, but I don't think women could do that. Like, that's why you women drop little hints and blink their eyes 7 times and wink and then be like, right, they got to have these weird things because they got to try to find a way to step around it without being completely shut the hell down. They be like, I like you. And the dude reply, well, I don't like your ass. Well, I think you ugly or whatever. Right, it shit hurt. You know what I'm saying?
And they hurt and they like, I ain't never shooting my shot again.
Like, dudes, we'll call each other. Like, if a dude get turned down, we be like, nigga, because you ugly.
Exactly.
Right, and, you know what I'm saying? And, like, what's
and
funny.
We lie to each other, so let's stop that.
And, you know what I'm saying? Dudes will be like, nigga, you ugly. That's why. And then the dude be like, man, I bet I pooped the ugly dick in a bitch tonight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we communicate. Women don't do that. Like, a girl won't be like, he don't like you because you ugly. Like, yeah. They won't do that.
Well, don't or you have an ugly personality. Don't
right.
They won't keep it on.
They won't say that. They be like, girl, because you a shitty person.
Or you're just like, annoying.
Why like you they, can't say that to your friends?
Most I would say it to my
most friends. Chicks don't do that. I don't see chicks do that.
I think, no, chicks are more blunt with each other than y'all realize. We just don't listen to each other.
Yeah. Because okay. I would tell okay. my that friend, well, you, okay. you was a bitch towards him. That's why he yeah. don't like yeah. you.
Or like,
and she'd be like, whatever.
Or like how y'all
yeah.
like,
right, whatever, bitch.
How people be like, oh, how her friends let her come out dressed like that? They know
we
they
told
wrong.
Her.
Well, we done told her like 5 yeah. times before we left the house.
She gonna do what she wanna yeah. do.
Well, don't take the picture.
Like
you gotta,
out.
You gotta
like
be,
out.
You gotta be an advocate. Like,
or let her be on the end of the picture. Don't let her be in the middle of the picture because she's in the middle.
But
you can't
she the one who always wanted to take the picture.
Man, you
she
gotta
like,
look.
Nah, don't say that because every time I'm on the end of a
see,
picture, I'm gonna
free.
Be
that's
thinking
dudes, like,
no. that they think I'm ugly. I'm gonna have
if
to go
dude
off on
ugly and we tell him he ugly, he still come out. We be like, bro, get your ass out the pic, bro. Like you ugly, like.
Damn, that's gotta hurt.
No, it ain't.
Well, I guarantee he thought he was
dude,
fresh as hell,
dude,
and y'all told him he was ugly.
Another dude ugly? Hell no. Nah. I want me. All my
look
homeboys.
Look at a dude. Look at who ain't got no bitches, dude.
Let me, listen, if Jay Gray ever came out here and said, bro, you look really cute.
Yeah,
really
bro, I like your gray. Shoulders, bro. Your them
we
shoulders.
Told y'all
like,
to say
I'm probably
that.
Gonna just be like, bro, I might take off on, bro,
how
with
about
the
you
one.
Just don't comment on each other's appearance, period.
No. We say, bro, if, like, I fuck with them shoes. Like, it's been plenty of times Jay Gray had on some shoes I like. Like, damn, bro, them hold cold. Or something like that. We do shit like that. I'm not going to
be
in
like,
this
shoes cute, bro.
No.
You got some interesting jaw structure, man.
Right.
This is so chiseled.
No, we don't do
get your
that.
Calves like that, man.
And I think a lot of women, yeah, even if it's not nice friends, hands. Even on social media, they tell people things are cute when they're not. We got to stop that, too. I'm going to say we. I'm going to put myself in the equation. Because
you have done it.
Yeah. I really have.
I do it often.
But I
you
don't.
Gotta, you gotta.
I don't.
You can't. Well,
you create a monster when you do that. You got unfortunate people out here thinking they Beyoncé's.
Well,
and then when I see them, then
about
I have
uplifting.
To.
Uplifting. I just feel
right,
like just
uplift.
Don't see, just don't.
Yeah, that's like the line. It's like
you can uplift, but
like
don't overdo
wanna,
it.
Yeah,
don't overdo it.
You don't want to have people thinking that they more than what they are.
Yeah, because some people get arrogant with it. Yeah,
because we're
and then,
all.
And then that's when you get the little arrogant captions on their pictures. And
yeah,
but
yeah,
hey, who are we to judge?
Who are me to judge? The person
that
I'm not
right,
judged, but I just don't
want to
read it on my timeline. And me, and because every time I see something that's like bold, like that, like I'm the shit. The first thing I do is click on the Abby. Let me
like,
make
no,
sure.
I'm saying like that won't. I don't knock anybody
it's
feeling
okay
whatever way,
to,
but
oh,
it's
yeah,
just that when you start to try to one up other people, then of course
it's
you open
cool
up that window of
to be judged,
right, or to be
criticized,
yeah, countered about what, yeah, like you getting countered because it's like your baby daddy wish he was with me or something like that, and then somebody go click
Abby
and be like, no,
what?
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Like, no, he doesn't. Yours probably regret what he did.
Yeah,
let's
so,
be real.
Yeah,
now.
So it just opened up that.
So just don't be that way. It's okay to tell somebody they look good, they look nice, or the outfit is nice. I just got told that I should have said something that I should. Like, you be specific with
yeah,
what looks good.
Yeah, be specific.
Yeah, be specific.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
specific?
Yeah, be specific.
Specific.
Okay.
Specific.
Okay.
Well, he from the Pacific. He from the Pacific Ocean. He be Pacific.
But yeah, it's okay to uplift each other. Just don't do it too much.
Oh, okay.
We got a commercial break. KP looking at porn on his phone.
Unrealistic dating standards.
There he is. He's back.
Are we back to like the
the $3,000 dates and stuff like that.
Well, not even and what is the thing for like 80-inch televisions now or something?
What dudes got to have? Oh, yeah. They said if you have a 32-inch television, they can't date you.
So stupid.
Somebody said that for real?
Yes, dead ass here.
Wait, it can't be.
I saw a tweet that girl said if my ring, my wedding, my engagement ring has to be 100K. Anything less than that, haha.
I read a girl say that she feels like the man that she wants, she deserves because she brings a lot to the table. So they asked her, like, what's your ideal man, right? And she said he's 6'2", has great credit. I think she said something about a master's degree.
So she's 6'2".
Does she have all this? Does she have a...
I don't know. She just said she bring a lot to the table. She didn't say what it was.
If she's 6'2", she could palm a basketball. And if she could palm a basketball, she... I'm like...
I don't get those expectations for dating. That's why so many people are single. Because they have this list of what a man should have or what a woman should have. And they out here... That's why y'all asses are looking for resurrection sex, but you ain't got none. Because you got these lists.
Resurrection sex.
I saw somebody say something about they want Easter sex. They want Easter sex, right? So you got
right, like comparing what we talking about.
No, it's not Easter. I don't think so. But I think a lot of people are expecting Revelation. Certain things that right. She's coming to the end. But anyway, I think people are expecting so much in relationships. That's why they're single. Like a 80-inch TV. Do you realize how big your Let's discuss TV.
I mean, what does the TV have to do with the relationship?
It ain't shallow. Got to do with
that's
shit.
Shallow. And then in a small-ass apartment, that's going to blind the hell out of both of y'all.
We don't even have to think about the physics of the situation. Like, that's the principle that they worry about the TV.
That's stupid. A 32-inch TV is below you up your ass, people. My bad.
Well, you got to think about on social media, people get to be whoever the fuck they want.
And then you see them in real life.
It ain't even about seeing them.
What do you get to just say as much superficial stuff that you want to say?
Crazy.
You can't say that shit in conversation we have.
People think that makes them feel like look good.
And everybody has a sense of entitlement. So it's like.
Okay, the things you're asking for, make sure you have them. Don't say I'm working on them. Make sure you already have them.
I don't think that is true. I mean, because some people want what they don't have. A lot of people want what they don't have. So they want to be quote-unquote upgraded.
Oh.
I mean.
Okay.
I mean, you see, that's why we talked about the Dubai stuff. Because people are flying out to Dubai to get what they don't have. And I guess shit on your chest is worth it.
That's where morals come in.
Yeah, you got to have some morals.
I mean, some people don't. Like, but you really think about it, though. That's when like it comes to, like, materials and money and all those things, some people really don't care about morals. Like, it's a high percent of people that really would do whatever to get to that type of status.
That's sad.
And I know a lot of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, working at a club since 2007, man, I've seen so many people do whatever it takes to get a little piece of, you know what I'm saying, that type of fame or that type of status. It's sad because people want that though, and they'll do whatever it takes for it.
And like, as far as like this unrealistic standards and shit like that, I think it's harder for women on them because like the dudes that they really want or look for, they're either taken, married, you know what I'm saying,
or women
like
look at them,
you know, just don't want them, you know what I'm saying. It's like the shit that they want in a dude, and I always say that it's harder for a woman to find a good man than it is for a man to find a good woman, because like we have so many options and shit, and like with women, it's like dudes have shit going on, like they may have a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like it's women that won't date a man with a kid, won't date a man that has been to jail before, even though he's not in jail now. Like the dude have to have a certain type of job, so it's like they limit themselves. Like,
yeah, I would say, it's harder for them because a lot of it is they narrow it themselves.
Yeah, it's like they cut so many like potential dudes off with their standards to where they only have like a very small pool to pick from, and like from that pool that they trying to pick from, you know what I'm saying? Them dudes taken already, you know what I'm saying? Already got
they're lusting
plenty
off of other people, other people mean, and then a lot of these expectations are coming from celebrity relationships.
Yep.
A relationship, you're seeing a picture of, you don't know what is going on in an actual relationship, but you see a picture of them holding hands in the mall shopping, relationship goes.
But, and a lot of people, like, don't, and they don't want the up what it takes to get to their status.
They want to come instantly.
You right, right. Like, you want to add what a successful ass person. Like, you don't want them to go through the whole process. Like the homie Jamel always used to say, like, you know, a man's representation is by the definition of the looks of his woman, right? So if a woman look, like, if you see a very, very nice looking woman, you expect her to date a very successful man. And if you see a very successful man, you expect him to date a very attractive, beautiful woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A very beautiful woman. Because if you see him, this doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, and then you see this woman who look like, you know, something from South Memphis. No hate. Wow. I'm not gonna hate.
Is this y'all baby mamas look like?
Talk? Right, exactly. Yes. Like what y'all baby mamas look. You know what I'm saying? Like you start to want to look like this person, or you expect this person to look like something, and then it's like, all right, if that's what you're comparing it as, then we already at a loss, because if you're expecting me to have this and that and everything else prior to even meeting you, why would I want you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not even trying to see me through any type of upbuilding. Like, why would I want to date you? You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
Cause that's what it is. Like, women want to be valued when her man has everything. Man want to be valued when, you know what I'm saying, when he has nothing.
So do we think that guys have unrealistic standards as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, because now, especially now with the physical. I think it's all about the physical.
I think, like, dudes want women to do too much, like, unrealistic shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want women to cook, clean, be free,
not be crazy.
Shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They want great mothers and, like, hoes and all in one. They want women to be too much.
Hold on.
No, you get what I'm saying, though. It's like, yeah, a dude want, like, a very, like, a porn star virgin. Like, okay. I want to
a jack of all trades kind of woman.
Yeah, basically, like, well-rounded. You want to work, go to school, be smart, cook, clean, not have kids, have long hair, have their own
hair. Have certain kind of friends. Yep.
Have a big booty. Right.
All the time. Like, yeah, really be huge on, like, this shit. Like, don't weed.
You
ever
say weed, not weed. Got natural makeup or...
No makeup,
but your eyebrows.
Your own eyebrows. Your own eyelashes.
They were talking on Twitter yesterday. A guy was like, y'all need to let these fake eyelashes go, women, or these eyebrows, like all these little things about women.
Now,
like,
the eyebrow, the eyelashes, I will say I stopped wearing them a year ago because they have you looking like little shaved bird chicken when you wear them.
I've never worn them, but
me either.
Too much. They thin them out. So
I don't know how to put them on. I'm not gonna get them paid.
I don't get. Like, I mean, I'm not a person. You know, I'm all about the natural you. And I mean, I don't understand eye weave and all that other stuff. I really don't. But I mean, whatever works for you. But if it makes you feel whatever, I mean, I'm against it. I mean, I think that, but I actually like natural looking women. You know what I'm saying? Like, The imperfections of that is fine with me.
Those perfect bitches with the fake ass and breasts and makeup and long weave, making bitches feel insecure about themselves because they don't look.
Yeah, bitches around here on water diets, trying to look like a woman that paid $100,000 to get that body.
Yeah, and then those women talk down on other women, like,
yeah,
that shit pisses me off so bad.
Then you start to see like. Strippers getting so much and accomplishing so much. So
you want to be a stripper too?
I mean, some people want to do it because you think about it, it's a hustle. It's a quick, easy hustle. I mean, if I shake my ass naked, I get all of this.
Yeah. Well, depending on the city, because I don't believe.
I mean, sex sells. Man.
Yeah.
Weird. Like, this should always be sales.
Okay, so. I got a question. What is something that, just for the ladies, what is something that you wish men would do more of, and what's something that you wish men would do less of?
Good question.
I wish you could have asked me this before so I could have thought on it.
It just came to me while we were talking. So This is nothing that
I want men to realize that just because you got the girl don't mean you got the girl. Like, keep courting never stops.
Keep doing what you did to get her after you've gotten her.
Yeah. So
I disagree with that.
Well, go ahead. He asked us, so he didn't ask y'all.
I said keep going. That's why I stopped. But that's
we'll get to you.
It can definitely go both ways.
But a lot of people in relationships, they get complacent in a sense. They get so comfortable where they stop doing all of that stuff that they were doing in the beginning. And a lot of the other partner in the relationship sometimes won't even let them know that they don't like the fact that they stopped it. They just going with the flow. Look, you stop their ass. You tell them, hey, I still like dating. I still like flowers. I still like to feel like I'm that person that you treated me like when we first got together. Don't lose that, because that's how you lose a relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what's something that you guys wish men would do less of?
Hell no. Sleep.
Dang.
You can't go to bed. Dang. Tell me you love me every day and don't go to sleep.
Okay.
Jesus
Christ. Take you everywhere, but don't go to sleep.
Right. Send me flowers.
But don't go.
Don't you take your ass to bed.
Okay.
I don't know what I would like for a guy to do less of. I honestly hadn't thought about that. I don't know.
It just came while we were recording. So. All right.
What about dudes? Not saying this is my dude. This has nothing to do with me. A lot of men don't tell their women how they feel. Like, they'll tell their homeboys, man, I fucks with her, man, long way. I love her.
Sound like me.
But okay. They won't tell her that. Yeah. Do less of that. Do less telling friends, more telling her.
Okay. Why do we do that, Jay Gray?
Because it comes off different. I can't tell my lady I fucks with you.
No, you don't have to say it like that.
That's the point. Because if I tell my homie that, they get it. Like, look, I fucks with her tough, man.
So you
don't and they be like,
her?
We might not know another way to say
it. We don't know how to explain it a different way. So it's like, look, man, I fucks with her, man. She dope. Rich, she great.
You don't have to say it. You can show it. See, rich, you don't have to say I fucks you don't with her.
Some women don't like it. Some women like to hear it just as much as they like for you to show it.
But if you say it the way that you'll say it to your homeboys, the first thing they going to say is, why are you talking to me like you my homeboy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know no other way to say it. So if I can say it, if I can't say it the way that I would say it to anybody else,
I just want
to
say
I
it.
I personally can't relate all. To that because I've had that said to me, and I took it like, all right, I fuck with you too. Yeah. Like, you like me, I like you too. But everybody's different.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, I mean, like I said, some people just don't know how to receive it because it's like, you need to tell me a different way. Like, I don't know no other way to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, now let's flip the tables.
I like.
What is something that you guys wish women would do more of and less of?
Let me get my blanket.
Y'all know everything they say.
What?
Like,
I know.
What did you just say?
He said, fuck.
Stay in the kitchen.
Wait, do more of what?
He said, fuck.
Fuck, bro, no. No.
I think, man. Yeah. With women, I think I would want them to do less. I was just about to say less complaining.
Stay in the kitchen.
A little bit less complaining.
I think what you guys think is complaining.
Hold on. Hold on, Slim. Let him go.
I told you we were going to argue everything they say.
See, exactly.
They did us like that at first.
Like, less complaining. And what I mean by that is stop letting every single small thing become a big problem. Like, everything, like, all the little small shit, I understand you're going to get a nip it in the bud, but don't just be ragging on it all the time. I don't like this shit. And what I would like women to do more of is shutting the fuck up. Because sometimes shutting the fuck up is just what you need to do.
You just said that twice in two different ways.
That's what he wanted to do. I think that was well planned. Well planned.
Okay, Zach Gray, what you got?
I think support. But I don't know, man, because it's kind of hard. Support is a big thing for me because I feel that men are motivated by women way more than women are motivated by men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because men really do damn near 90% of the stuff that they do to appease women. what they wear, what they say, how they dress, what kind of car, what kind of job, like all these things. Like they do this to appease women. Women, not so much. Some of the stuff they do to appease themselves, like
most of it is for
right. Most of it is just for self confidence and self assurance and all of that. Like, you know, they want to get these jobs and all these things for themselves. Men, not so much. And so I think support is a good thing, because if you support me and you motivate me to do more and do more, this solely, the benefits reap solely on you. Less of being contradicted, man. Like, women really say stuff that they don't want to do or complain about stuff that they are not willing to do. Like, you want me to accept you for who you are, but you hold me to these unrealistic standards. You want me to be this flawless individual, but yet you want me to acknowledge your flaws and all.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so contradicting, because you can complain and say whatever you want to say, but if I do anything remotely close to you, then I'm bitching or I'm in my feelings or whatever. But it's okay for you to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's just a, just, I think it goes along the same side as complaining, man. It's just not complaining and not being so contradicting about, like, what you expect versus what you want people to expect from you.
Kind of, I'm gonna pick back off what you said a little bit. A man's accomplishment, I mean, a man's confidence is as big as his accomplishments. So if you see a guy who just got a new job or he got a promotion, his confidence way up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna say more encouraging, less discouraging.
Right.
You know, it's rare that you get those words of encouragement, but it's very common that you get those discouraging words about what you can't do and what won't work, you know, and things of that nature. That shit suck. Right.
I wanted to touch on
positive reinforcement.
Right.
Like a motherfucker, because you got to think about it. I already got to go against the world, and then I got to come home and hear shit from you, too.
So I'm taking it as these are personal.
I mean,
that's what we can't speak for nobody else, really.
Yeah. I mean, but it's the same. Like, men, like, a difference, like, men have a more broader understanding for each other. Like, our man law, like, a lot of us have man law. Like, when we see fuck shit happen, majority of men will be like, man, that's foul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, majority of men will be like, that, nah, dog, like, you breaking the code. Like, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how we handle business.
But women don't even understand ourselves.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all, and so it's more of an individualized social aspect for women than it is men, because y'all have so many different feelings that, you know what I'm saying, it's hard for you to understand others. You know what I'm saying? Like, the funniest joke I remember listening to, like, in high school was, like, the shortest joke ever. Two women were sitting quietly. And that was the joke. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's impossible. And so, like, women cannot sit and coexist for a very long time in that aspect. And I'm not saying that's good or bad, but it's just y'all have a different mindset. So with guys, it's like we understand each other from across the board. I wanted to touch on what Slim said is about, like, doing the things that you did to get her.
To keep her.
That's impossible, because
it is
impossible, because
let me explain.
Because
we'll go back.
If I'm, for me to get you, there's a different mindset for me to. It's like saying, eat your food the way you hunt your food. You can't do that. Like I'm the way I hunt is the way I hunt. The way once I get my food, the way I get my food and keep my food and store my food is a totally different.
Okay. So once you hunt and you get that food, right, you've gotten it.
Right.
You're not going to do the same thing twice. You're going to learn how to
appreciate. Appreciate
it. You're going to do more than
you want to savor that flavor.
Exactly. I'm not saying is go hunt. Come hunt me every day. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is do not lose the goodness in the relationship. Do not lose the spark. Some women lose a spark in their eye because men forget to keep reminding them or keep showing them that, hey, I love you. I pay the bills, man. I do this, I do that. But when's the last time you've taken your lady out on a date? Like, when's the last time
or
you came
like
home
they may even say, I was thinking about it. I thought about it several times, but you need to act on it.
Act on it. And that's for men and women.
I was say, because see, women. That I just always see that as a scapegoat. Because it's like, you want to feel wanted, but then you do a power struggle because it's like, you want to feel wanted. I'm a person who is like, lead by example. If I want something, I'm going to show by example. If it's something that I want to get done, I'm going to do it first.
Okay, so if I want to go on a date, let me take myself out.
No, that's not what I'm saying. If I want to go on a date, motherfucker, we finna go on a date.
Okay,
I'm not finna say.
What about the action of surprise? Like, why you can't just, like.
And nobody's saying doing this every day.
But what I'm saying is that if I say I want to go on a date, we finna go on a date. Like, hey, get your shit and we gonna go on a date Saturday or Friday or whatever. Because I want to go out with you. I'm not gonna sit back and be like, I wonder when she gonna ask me, or she gonna do this, or I wonder if she gonna ever do this or ever buy this.
She can initiate things more.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sit back and just play this back and forth power game of you not gonna do it first versus you not gonna do it. But we both sitting back wanting shit. If I want something, I'm just gonna go do it. And if it, you know what I'm saying, if it's not reciprocated.
I understand that too. Maybe I'm coming from experience where things like I would do that kind of shit.
Right. Like,
and I would plan dates and shit like that. And when I wasn't getting it in return, I'm like, why the fuck are you so comfortable with just sitting at the house? Because you know I'm that kind of person. I'm a homebody. So you know I'm willing to sit at the house, you know, watch movies, you know, cook dinner, do whatever. But every now and then, you know, plan something to go out. You know, shit like that. It's great to have that relationship where you can kick it and not have to go out, you know, to show, like, to try to keep that attention. But at the same time, don't lose sight of that.
Yeah, I mean, but people, like I said, like, people do things for an expectation. Like, if I say I love you, I'm not expecting you to say it back. Because I love you. You know what I'm saying? If you say it back, cool. But some people do things just for that reason. Like, I'm doing it just for you to do it back. Like, and that's a sad expectation.
I'm not speaking for those people. That's not
what I'm speaking for. People sit back and just wait on something to happen. Like, and that's that thing. Like, keep doing this or do that. Like, if you want something, do it. And it's as simple as that. Because if you are going to be surrounded by the actions that you protrude to the world. So if I'm going to do something, if I'm that type of person, sooner or later it's going to surround me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm respectful and I go out and I speak to people every day, eventually those same people are going to be like, hey, Mr. Gray, how you doing? Or, hey, Jay, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to, it's going to surround me because I'm bringing out that type of personality.
Okay, for our last segment, let it out. Mm. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Seriously, though, honestly. Dead ass serious though, like I've been seeing a lot of like petty shit.
Okay.
And like, right. Like, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, dog, I really want everybody to really understand and listen to what I'm about to tell you, because we are adults, man. And like, a lot of this petty and negative shit that I keep seeing on the timeline, like on Twitter, on social media, whatever, every day, like it seems like every day is a different argument with people like actually being malicious and like, you know what I'm saying, saying malicious and hurtful shit toward people. Like, I need to cut this shit out. Like, for real, because, man, it's too much shit going on in the world, dog. And, like, really, honestly, I see, like, so much negative shit. And, like, the shit really bothers me to the point to where, like, you know what I'm saying? I be feeling like it ain't no hope for these people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this shit, it like, really drains the fuck out of me seeing all this negative shit all the time. And it's like, bruh, spread some positivity. Like, do something productive. Like, find something that you love to do and do this shit. Like, quit being so negative and petty and, like, shady and shit all the time. Because this shit ain't cool. Like, I hate seeing this shit. And it's mostly from women, but it be dudes, too. Like, everybody got to cut this shit out. Because, like, dog, we are too old for this shit. And, like, life too short to be, you know what I'm saying, being on this negative shit all the time. Like, and I don't give a fuck. Like, from now on, like, if I see this shit, I'm going to start being more vocal about it. Because really, like, I had just been sitting back and not saying shit. But, dog, I have to start telling you people to stop doing this shit. Because, like, y'all are going down, like, a path that really, you know what I'm saying? This shit ain't leading nowhere. So,
it's a dead end.
Yeah.
It's leading somewhere. It's leading to you having wrinkles and being unfortunate. Yeah, that's what that shit does.
It's like, bro, people, like, want a shit show. Like, drama show and shit. Like, that's why I don't watch reality TV or no shit like that. Because it seems like people want to live their lives like reality TV.
True. Mm-hmm. True. Like I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and it's like they want drama and mess and all this bullshit just so they can have something to talk about or discuss. Like, dog, it ain't that important.
Mess. Some people like to. Then you get some people who like to be involved. Discuss. But let it out. Who's next? It could be good. It could be bad. It don't have to be bad. You let
Lady
it out.
Lady Vols are winning.
Huh?
Lady Vols are winning.
Okay, let it out, Tia. Let it out about the Vols, Tia. Let us know how much you love the Vols.
Y'all know. I don't even have to go there. Y'all know.
Jay Gray?
I'm thinking, man.
Okay. You gave us a good one last week. Tank.
I did, man.
I mean, last week was, I wasn't really myself last week or this past weekend. So this week I'm claiming a great week. And
as it should happen for you.
Yeah. I got to focus on my birthday. Birthday coming up. Yeah. Woo woo. April 18th. Yeah. Young nigga up in his motherfucking. Yeah. So yeah. I got a trip coming up to quick. Dallas, so I'm just excited about that. That's all.
All right.
Let it out, KP. What you got?
I just look, I get tired of women not knowing how to have disagreements without name calling. You know, and that sucks. So since we want a name call, I'm a name call back. All right. So we're gonna talk about you bitches who built like Tahoes, 18 wheelers. Trailer parks, bitch, you built like a community. First off, you built like a football huddle. Everything, and you just stopped in the middle. You look like your pussy smell like a fight.
Like pool water.
We just gonna keep going. Cause, nah, people, they like to be hurtful, but see, I don't mind being disrespectful. Fuck you and the pussy that you came from. Cause see, what you don't...
What the mama do?
Nah, this is let it out. Fuck it. We letting it out. No, we letting it out. See, I get tired of y'all being disrespectful.
You should have kept this in. No, let it out.
And I try, look, I try not to speak on a lot of shit, but a lot of you helpers need to get you some business. You know what I'm saying? You go get you a business license, about $40, $50. Start you one. You need to, let's call that motherfucker name calling.
LLC.
Limited liability company. If you don't know what that means with your retarded ass. I'm just saying, go read a book. Read more than just your timeline or your Facebook feed.
KP and Dave preaching up in here too.
No. See, we're talking about two different things. I'm talking about hoes.
I know. All you motherfuckers with the
ashy and sassy, and then you want to call people out there bitches and fuck boys and fuck niggas. No, we going to talk about you too. Okay, we done. And I'm not drunk.
It's too early to be drunk.
I know, but no. he'll try to sum it up with KP drunk. No. Nah, KP is sober.
KP just KP right now. Just don't want him to be
KP right that now. Much.
We came from the Bible too.
Yeah, don't be that.
Today is Sunday.
Yeah,
is
don't
Easter
be that.
Sunday.
Don't be that KP. That's all I'm saying. Oh, damn, man.
We gotta.
I guess we gonna keep it on that same train of just being positive, man.
I was just dishing back what people dish out.
That's all.
Just get away from drama, man. Like I think that we're grown enough now at this point to where you can see things, and you should learn how to stop. I think the biggest thing that I'm sick of is when it comes to like social media is rants. Like so many people are ranting so much now about so many different things about who they think
on
and they go on these little moments of if you got a problem with me, you can say this and da da da. So many people got this and all. Like man, we all got flaws, man. Relax. We all got problems. We all got issues, man. We all face them. You ain't, you know, special. You're not, you know. It's not just problems finding you. You just need to reevaluate what it is that's surrounding you. We all got problems, and what comes with problems is that you have to do a self evaluation. And if you are the reason for it, which 8 times out of 10 you are, you got a 100% of the time you got a problem or you got an action within that problem that has something that can be changed or put to a positive aspect. And some people really don't, are really not doing that. A lot of people, accountability, man. I mean, all I want is just us to have accountability. See what we have to do with any problem that we face and fix it. That's what maturity is. That's what being an adult is owning up to your bullshit and moving on. The mirror is, like I always say, man, the mirror is the hardest place to point. And so many people are starting to just feed off on other people and jump on board. Like, And that's another thing. Stop jumping on shit that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Mind your business.
Play that game called Mind Your Business. Like, please play a game called Mind Your Business. If it ain't got nothing to do with you, stay out of it. Like,
and that's a very rewarding game.
Dang, just stay out of it. Like, people be wanting to just jump into stuff and have stuff to say and all this other stuff, man. Just stay out of it. Let folks handle their own business the way that they need to handle it, and keep it moving, man. Just keep it moving.
People making shit out of shit on the timeline, like somebody disagreeing with you does not mean they're subtweeting you. Please kill that word today, because I'm so sick of hearing that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that was at me. Somebody taking a shot at me. No, no. Ain't nobody thinking about you. Just because you don't agree with me does not mean I'm getting at you.
Please, look at Tira with the second book from the third book from the Bible.
That annoys
today.
The shit out of me. It's like, dude, I'm not talking about you. I'm not thinking about you. I'm not mad at you. I don't agree with what you said. Does not mean that I'm trying to attack you.
The tweets that you think are about you a lot about you. So if I say you dumb and you like, that was aimed at me, then, okay,
you
all right.
Short bus.
Or they take it and start reading into your tweets like, oh, I know what you're getting at. I know what you're trying to say. No, you don't. It's not. It wasn't drama. I didn't mean it that way. It wasn't negative. Just
it's okay to disagree, man. I disagree with a lot of stuff. I think that I used to always be good on debate. Like, I used to like having, like, structured debates on Twitter. I'm okay with it.
It still happens.
But I don't.
You just know who you can and can't
right,
do
right.
With.
It's like now it's just like you can't even do it because you like they start taking personal shots or start.
And that's what I'm talking about.
All
right. That's what you get the name calling, get the personal shots just because people don't agree. From some people, you would think that you have done them bodily harm by
you
how
don't even
upset
know
they
them
get.
Personally.
Yeah, man, it's not even that serious, man. Twitter's never been that serious. I've been on Twitter since 2009, man. It's never been that serious. Ever been that serious. Whatever, I've went through things. I've had personal problems.
You've been
problems.
On Twitter that long, that means that you don't have a life. You don't have a job.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to. You know, now, and plus now I'm 30.
I'm 30.
Yeah, right.
You're
30
on Twitter,
use
that means you ain't
right,
got a
right,
family.
Right,
you don't have a life. Yep. You need to get your life together.
You got nothing good going on for you.
Right. You ain't got nothing going on, man. But since being on Twitter, I done graduated a second time. And I got my master's degree in 2000.
Ain't you graduating a third time? Fourth time?
Yeah, it'd be my fourth graduation.
Six times.
Well, I mean, since I've been on
Twitter.
But yeah, this will be my fourth graduation.
You got 14 degrees.
So, and I mean, it is what it is. But I mean,
still
on Twitter, not living life, man.
Truly, I'm smart to be sitting up on Twitter.
Man, so, I mean, it's just people want to take personal shots, man. It's not necessary.
It's not.
It's really not,
we're
man.
Talking,
let people live their
we're
life,
talking
man.
With you, not at you. It's not negative because we disagree.
Hey, right, just somebody challenging your knowledge on something, man. It's not challenging your intellect. Well, sometimes. But it depends
sometimes
on what you're talking
it is because I call people stupid all the time, but I mean that shit. I ain't taking it back. Y'all stupid.
This is why I love the theory.
Man, it's always great to have a tear come to Memphis and not bash us.
I don't bash y'all.
East Tennessee people.
Just keep it positive, people. All that negative stuff, leave it off. It's not necessary. Because I don't think you get it, but the people that's looking at your tweets, they can see your tweets, all it shows is the person that you are. It does nothing for the person you're coming for. It does nothing for the person you're coming for.
It's attention. Like I said, and like some people really are trying to find different ways to just get known, man. Like, and people really are doing what it takes to get some type of fame out here, man.
Well,
like,
that's the case
for
people.
Pick and fight. Like, people really get paid off of Twitter, man, because of just tweets. But it's people that really do troll tweets, man, that have gotten paychecks.
Money.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Getting money now.
By just, just trolling.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how a certain podcaster came up. I've trolled tweets.
Like, man, it's just people just trying to find a way to make a come up, man. And that's not the way to do it, man. Work hard at what you want, man. Work hard and smart.
Ain't
man.
That slut girl that they keep putting on the timeline? She got me blocked. That money hoe.
Diva Monroe hoe? Me Diva Monroe too hoe?
I get so mad
man.
When they put her on my timeline.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know.
She is the Zane of hoes.
Yeah, she.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
She gets on and says the most ridiculous stuff.
And it be that shit sound retarded. But it's okay. All right, check this out. June 11th, the 4th annual No Negative Energy Cookout. How do you pronounce the part? Because people was trying to make it sound
Ottoman.
Hey, is it
Arbin?
Ottoman.
No, it's not.
Isn't it Audubon? Audubon Park. Okay, Audubon Park. June 11th, 4th annual No Negative Energy Cookout from 12 p.m. until.
What was this date?
June 11th is Saturday. We will have a tent this year. We will have more tables, more chairs to accommodate everybody who's coming.
We had enough last time.
We're doing it bigger and better this year because we expect more people. The show is growing.
Can we go back to the water balloon fight?
If y'all want to do that, that's cool.
Man.
No,
because me and Dave,
me and Dave slipped, and we caught some
if y'all don't want to participate, that's cool. But I'm just saying, if people want to have a water fight, I don't care. Just
can I bring water guns filled with fireball and shoot them in people's mouth?
Sure, Tira.
You sure can.
That's fine. That's fine.
Me
that's
first.
Absolutely fine.
See, I got a volunteer.
Sure can.
Okay.
I'm going to squirt in her mouth.
Okay, this is Real Thinkers Podcast.
That's nice.
This is Real Thinkers Podcast.
Open up your mind. Niggas don't think.